Today's New Testament reading is from Acts, the 9th chapter. When many days had passed, the Jews plotted to kill him, but their plot became known to Saul. They were watching the gates day and night in order to kill him, but his disciples took him by night and let him down through an opening in the wall, lowering him in a basket. And when he had come to Jerusalem, he attempted to join the disciples. And they were all afraid of him, for they did not believe that he was a disciple. But Barnabas took him, and brought him to the apostles, and declared to them how on the road he had seen the Lord who spoke to him, and how at Damascus he had preached boldly in the name of Jesus. So he went in and out among them at Jerusalem, preaching boldly in the name of the Lord. And he spoke and disputed against the Hellenists, but they were seeking to kill him. And when the brothers learned this, they brought him down to Caesarea and sent him off to Tarsus. So the church throughout all Judea and Galilee and Samaria had peace and was being built up and walking in the fear of the Lord and in the comfort of the Holy Spirit, it multiplied. Now as Peter went here and there among them all, he came down also to the saints who lived at Lydda. There he found a man named Aeneas, bedridden for 8 years, who was paralyzed. And Peter said to him, "Aeneas, Jesus Christ heals you. Rise and make your bed." And immediately he rose. And all the residents of Lydda and Sharon saw him, and they turned to the Lord. Now there was in Joppa a disciple named Tabitha, which translated means Dorcas. She was full of good works and acts of charity. In those days she became ill and died. And when they had washed her, they laid her in an upper room. Since Lydda was near Joppa, the disciples, hearing that Peter was there, sent two men to him, urging him, "Please come to us without delay." So Peter rose and went with them. And when he arrived, they took him to the upper room. All the widows stood beside him weeping and showing tunics and other garments that Dorcas had made while she was with them. But Peter put them all outside and knelt down and prayed. And turning to the body, he said, "Tabitha, arise." And she opened her eyes. And when she saw Peter, she sat up. And he gave her his hand and raised her up. Then calling the saints and widows, he presented her alive. And it became known throughout all Joppa, and many believed in the Lord. And he stayed in Joppa for many days with one Simon, a tanner. This is the word of the Lord. For today's meditation on God's word, we welcome Pastor Robert Beinke from St. Peter Lutheran Church in Norwalk, Connecticut.
St. Luke writes in Acts chapter 9, verse 31, "The church throughout all Judea and Galilee and Samaria had peace and was being built up, and walking in the fear of the Lord and in the comfort of the Holy Spirit, it multiplied. In the name of Christ our Lord. Amen." Last week, my congregation, St. Peter's Lutheran in Norwalk, Connecticut, celebrated along with me the 30th anniversary of my ordination into the holy ministry. And boy, many memories have been going through my mind. Well, Acts chapter 9 is kind of like a memory. It is a picture of life in Christ's church in its early days. And what we see is not all that different from what we see in our churches today. The preaching in the Lord's name, it produces great results, and also arouses great opposition. Do we not see changed lives in our churches? And we certainly see and feel great opposition at times. Sometimes that opposition is even within the congregation. And we see this also in Acts chapter 9. Saul, he had a hard time being accepted in Jerusalem. Of course, considering his former persecution of Christ's people, their fear of him was understandable. I remember when I started in my first church. Now sure, I began with a certain amount of credibility. I mean, I was trained at the seminary, I was an ordained pastor, but I was also a young man with little experience. It took time to gain the people's confidence and trust. This, too, is understandable. In the midst of all these things, our Lord, in Acts chapter 9, shows us what His church is. It is pastors and people working together, serving the Lord by serving one another. Saul and Peter, Christ's chosen and called pastors, they did great things. I'll bet you wish your pastor did such great things today. The church multiplying and growing through their preaching, sick people being healed, the dead being raised. Oh, if only we could see this today. Well, beware of judging on the basis of what your eyes see. And certainly do not credit your pastor with greatness, or with the lack thereof, because of what you see. Jesus Christ heals you. This is what Peter said to Aeneas. It is Christ who is at work through the faithful ministry of his pastors. As a called and ordained servant of Christ, and by his authority, I forgive you your sins. This is what your pastor says to you week after week in church. He brings you the forgiveness of your sins, and there is no greater healing you could receive. For with this is your eternal healing of body and soul. Focus on this, and you will rejoice in the ministry of your pastor, and Christ will be with you to help and to save. The Lord will also bring forth great things from you. In Acts chapter 9, we see great works from Christ's people. They protect Saul and send him out. They see the need for help and call for Peter. Those unnamed saints, by their simple works, paved the way for Christ to heal and to raise to life. And it is so to this very day. Pastors and people, together receiving Christ and doing the works He has given them to do in their vocations. This is the church. Saints, they are called in Acts chapter 9, literally, holy ones, people who are holy in Christ and who do holy works. This is you, and this is your pastor. The Lord comfort us with His Holy Spirit and peace as we walk together in Christ, in His holy name. Amen.
We thank Pastor Robert Beinke from St. Peter Lutheran Church in Norwalk, Connecticut, for today's meditation on God's Word.